In a lengthy seven-page letter, President Ramaphosa sent to all ANC structures, not once is there any mention of the independent, decisive and urgent investigation and prosecution of a party or cabinet member as part of his so-called turning point in the fight against corruption. The letter is nothing more than a word salad when the president has demonstrated most recently that corrupt cadres continue to be rewarded within his party and not removed from their positions and punished in accordance with the law of the country. Just this week, former mayor of eThekwini, Zandile Gumede, who was removed from a position last year in the face of a litany of tender and corruption charges to the value of 400 million rand, was sworn in as a member of the KwaZulu-Natal legislature at the expense to taxpayers of 1.1 million rand per year. Similarly, ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule faced no consequences following the awarding of COVID-19 procurement tenders to two of his sons to the value of 2.7 million. This further demonstrates that the ANC's integrity commission is toothless. ANC fighting corruption has reached a point of no return. It simply means that this letter is going to amount to nothing more than words on a piece of paper and will mean that corrupt cadres will receive just a slap on the wrist instead of being investigated, prosecuted and jailed, which is frankly long overdue for many of these people in the governing party and their corrupt networks. This is just a deflection away from the fact that the ANC cannot and will not deal decisively with corruption. The president has already admitted that he would rather be seen as a weak president than presiding over the breakup of his party. And that is essentially the rub of the issue. President Ramaphosa knows about the corruption that's going on. He knows who's committing it. And yet these same people occupy benches in parliament, are key players in government, and continue their looting on a daily basis. If the president is serious about drawing a line in the sand on the issue, then these words have to be followed by action. People don't want talk shops. They don't want internal commissions. They don't want commissions. What they want to see is action and prosecution, and those guilty going to jail for once. That is the action that South Africa needs. And if we're going to turn the tide against corruption in the country, it's time to put some high-profile heads on spikes to show that things have changed.